benefit fraud hotline.
Years ago, one of the tabloids announced one of their occasional fraud hotlines, so you could come on to beat a cheat, dog scrounger, and people could phone up and report on their neighbours. And I lived opposite somebody who was a bit of a curtain twitcher. And I had this little sitting room, and I would have this main memorial chamber, I would walk the page from one side of the room to the other. But I would make sure my blinds were shut first, because she might misinterpret it. So then you get into that whole thing of, oh, so actually, am I scamming? Because I did just walk. And obviously, I feel guilty because I hid it, but actually, no, it's back to trust again. And I think I was right not to trust in that instance.
Yeah.
But isn't it ironic that I'm considered too ill to work, according to the acceptable work patterns out there, that is, and yet the amount of work I'm having to do
to
manage this whole situation actually is immense. But it's what I see amongst other disabled people is a tremendous amount of work and self-consciousness all of the time in order to stay safe.